some of my best friends. What a hoot! We'd whoop out the windows, driving around our redneck town in Derek's rundown lavender 59 La Sabre. With a maniacal front grill grin and spaceship tail wings, she was a stellar vehicle for hauling three high school misfits circa 1970. There was no going incognito in that beauty. She rumbled like a diesel truck. The steering wheel was bigger than an extra-large pizza. Her front seat sagged so low, Derek had to crane his neck just to peer over the dashboard and glimpse where to go. We were living in the glare of here and now back then. Certain we were immortal and everything awesome was still possible. Our hurt, just good material for comic relief. We didn't need seat belts or wear helmets. Jack was tan, buff, with perfect teeth, leaning over the front between me and Derek, laughing, gesturing. Not emaciated and studded with purple sores, blindly flailing after ghosts and wailing at Sacred Heart in Spokane. Thank God for those boys who gulped life when the nuns forbade a nibble, who adopted lonely strays like me and fed them friendship in a hometown extra cruel to fat girls and gays. While I was busy dodging oinks and butt grabs, jocks threw guys like Derek and Jack in the creek that snaked through the high school campus. Our science teacher took attendance by calling out faggot after the names of guys in drama or with long hair, commie if you were anti-war. All junior boys were forced to get a military cut for mandatory ROTC. When Derek tried to refuse, his dad had him locked up in the county jail for a weekend to teach a manly lesson he'd remember. That summer, Derek tried to die. When Jack and I visited him in the hospital, Derek jumped up on the bed in his floral patient gown, wrists wrapped in gauze, and told psych ward stories like some comic on Carson. We sat eye level with his unbalanced legs, ready to catch. Fuck the bullies and abusers. Fuck them all. We'd survive. Saturday nights, we cruised through the cemetery, swearing, telling jokes about the craziness we lived, or we'd turn the headlights off and straddle the middle of a long, empty, unlit road, trolling toward the only blinking yellow traffic light in town, pretending it was a demon we could overcome. We even won a golden trophy at the state one-act play festival, got a blurb and photo in the paper. High school? We thought we slayed it. When Derek's car was on its last leg, he donated it to St. Mary's Demolition Derby. The night of the event, we squeezed between farmers and cowboys on the fairground bleachers, cheered for every scrape, dent, spark, and missing part his car inflicted or endured. Then stood up applauding away tears as they towed the mangled pastel wreck of what was left out of the spotlight and off the sawdust field.